God bless you in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless your family. The hand of the Lord shall rest upon you. His mercy shall not depart from you. The Bible says, mercy prevail in judgment. The mercy of God shall speak for you. The mercy of God shall promote you. The mercy of God shall release his favor upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to appreciate the mercy of God upon our lives. I want to appreciate what God has been using this prophetic decree and prophetic declaration to do in the life of people all over the world. I want to thank God. Today is 107 days that we have started this prophetic release into the atmosphere, and it has been so wonderful. Why? Because we must be able to understand the time we are in now. This time we are in now is a strategic time, and we must be able to know that at this strategic time, we must know what to do to force enemy to release what they have stolen from our hand. We must understand the strategy to advance the kingdom of God into our life. And one of the strategies is operating in the realm of the prophetic. And that is what you are seeing. That is what we are enjoying every day by this prophetic decree and prophetic declaration. This is another day. Today is 16th of December, year 2020. We appreciate God for what he has done in our lives. We appreciate the testimony we have been receiving. Many people have been bombarding me with testimony. Many send this prophetic decree to their friends, and miracles, healings, and the dimension of God's grace was coming upon them. It is just God. It is God that has been using it. It is God that has been backing it up. It is God that has been making it so. I need to let you know that when we say something is a prophetic decree, a decree is an official order. The decree is an official edict or decision. A decree is something that seems to be foreordained, so it is not ordinary thing. So this is what makes a prophetic decree. This is what makes decree prophetic. When decrees are coming into the life of someone and is backing up by the Lord, it becomes something that brings in blessing into the life of people. It brings in glory into the life of people. A declaration is the art of announcing something, art of making a formal statement, art of proclamation of something into the life of someone. Look at what the Bible said in Isaiah chapter 46 verse 10. The Bible said, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. That is what the Bible says. My purpose will be established and I will accomplish all my pleasure. All my pleasure. No wonder the Bible says, you shall decree a thing. In Job chapter 22 verse 28, you shall decree also a thing, and that thing you have decreed shall be established, and light shall shine on your way. So by the word of decree, light shines on your way. By the word of decree, the things in the realm of the spirit are brought to physical. So a decree that is backed up by the Lord is very, very strong, like I told you yesterday. So this is a prophetic decree, a prophetic release into the life of many, many people. I decree now into your life that the hand of God shall return back into your hand every good thing that have been stolen from your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Any arrow fired at you in the dream, that arrow shall go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Any personality that is carrying sacrifice to feed you in the dream, that personality shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Power forcing you to eat from the shrine in the dream, that power shall be buried in the name of Jesus Christ. The bullet shot at you in the dream, it shall go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. The dog that bite you in the dream, the hand of God shall tear the dog into pieces in the name of Jesus Christ. Any satanic arrangement to disgrace you, that arrangement shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. Any plan to frustrate you, that plan shall scatter in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking by prophetic grace upon my head. I speak to you, any power designing the garment of shame, any power designing the garment of shame and disgrace for you, that power shall wear that garment by themselves in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power assigned to scatter your life, any power assigned to scatter your way, God shall scatter their ways in the name of Jesus Christ. Every journey you embark on shall be protected by the Lord. The blood of Jesus shall surround you. The blood of Jesus shall fight for you. The blood of Jesus shall deliver you in the name of Jesus Christ. Few days ago, I was talking about power to to recover all. And I was making you to know that everything you see in the life, in this life, they are things that can be personalized. No matter what you see, you need to understand that the realm of the spirit controls the realm of the physical. Whatever you are seeing, biologically, they say some things are non-living things, some things are living things. They are the scientists that they are the one who said so. But in the realm of the spirit, there is no living thing. There is no living thing. Everything is living thing. There is nothing that is not living. No, in the realm of the spirit, everything is living. If God open your eyes and you can see, you will see that everything is living means everything has capacity to hear, everything has capacity to move, everything has capacity to do everything that living thing could do if you program word into them. Word are powerful, words are strong. The Bible says the word you speak are life, they are spirit and life. The earth and the heaven were created by word. You must understand the power of your word. That is why I advise you and I enjoin you, don't speak anything anyhow. Don't be distressed or frustrated to the extent where you begin to decree negative things to your life. It is very dangerous because your word is strong, your word is powerful, your word is always very, very, very useful in the realm of the spirit. There is nothing that happens in the realm of the spirit that is brought to the physical without the vehicle of word. The vehicle of word will bring the spiritual thing into the realm of the physical. That is why, as you listen to this prophetic decree every day, what I am doing is to bring the realm of the spiritual, is to bring your blessing from the spiritual realm into your hand. What I am doing is to bring your miracle from the spiritual realm into your hand. What I am doing is to decree and bring the official blessing that is accrued to you into your hand. What I am doing is to command your glory to come back to your hand. What I am doing is to command your star and virtues to come back into your hand. What I am doing is to command your earth, to command your marriage, is to command your money to come back into your hand. That is what I've been doing for the past 100 days beyond. I've been doing that one by prophetic decree. I've been doing that one by prophetic release, because by prophetic declaration, the dry bones became a living being. So by prophetic release, all that God has programmed for you that are loaded in the realm of the spirit can be brought into your hand when you connect yourself to prophetic release and the prophetic decree. I speak to someone today, whatever the enemy had stolen from you, recover them back in sevenfold. In the name of Jesus, I don't want to know what they have stolen. Whatever it may be your marriage, it may be your children, it may be your loved one, it may be your blessing, it may be your joy, it may be your health. I command you to receive them back now in the name of Jesus. God will bring them back to you. God will bring them back to your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Power to recover all. Power to recover all. Listen to me. Today is 16th day of December. So listen to me very well. The Bible says that the children of Israel, the children of the Lord, David and his soldiers, they went out to fight war. But by the time they would return, the enemy had already come. They have destroyed everything they had. They have burnt them down. They have cut away their children and their wives. And everybody was distressed. Everybody was down. And David had to strengthen himself in the Lord. David encouraged himself in the Lord. I told you that in one of my broadcasts, I said the first thing that you must do to recover everything that has been stolen, the first key to recovery, everything that has been stolen, the first key to the recovery of blessing of God that the enemy has stolen in your life is first of all to encourage yourself. And I told you, nobody can encourage you as yourself. You must sit down and encourage yourself. You must sit down and say, no, I am going to make it. You must sit down and say, no, failure is not the end of life. You must sit down and say, no, this situation is not end of life. You must sit down and say, no, what I'm passing through cannot determine my destiny. So when you encourage yourself, heaven will take it up from that place and begin to help you. That was what happened in the life of David. He encouraged himself. The first key into it is to encourage yourself. The second key is to ask God for mysteries, to ask God for secrets. He went to go and ask God. He went to go and consult. He went to go and meet a minister of God. He went to go and meet a man called Abiathar, a prophet, a priest. He said, a priest, I want to ask God, what is God saying? and ask God, Father, shall I pursue them? What will be the end? And God said, pursue them, you will overtake and recover. This is what you need. I know, I understand that they have stolen things from your hand. I understand that things have happened. God is telling you that he got the knowledge that things have been bad. He got the knowledge that coronavirus has stolen many things. He got the knowledge that ESSAR posted has affected many people. He got the knowledge that many things have gone down. He got the knowledge that many shops have been burnt down. He got the knowledge that many blessings have been taken away. He got the knowledge that many glory has been exchanged. He got the knowledge of all this, but he's telling you that it's time to recover. This is time. Time is now. You cannot miss it. It is your time of recovery. We are in a stage of recovery. We are in a stage of bringing back what has been stolen from our life. And that is why we are connected to this prophetic decree. That is why we are connected to this prophetic release. That is why we are making a proclamation, a declaration into the realm of the physical, connecting to the realm of the spirit, bringing back what I've stolen from our hand by this prophetic decree. And the Lord said, you will recover. And there he did, he pursued. Another key, the first key is to strengthen yourself and encourage yourself in the Lord. You must encourage yourself, beloved. Nobody will encourage you. Everybody that is encouraging you, they are trying. They are also passing through one or two things. But you must learn the principle of sitting down and encouraging yourself. You must learn the principle of dancing and rejoicing in his presence. Why? Because you are alive. And that tells you something can happen. Somebody was sharing with me, or I think I saw it somewhere, where a 65-year-old woman just gave birth. God is wonderful. He has a way of doing his thing. He has a way of performing. He's going to use your life to perform wonders to populate his kingdom, and you will receive miracle. You will not die before your time. I'm telling you, you are going to share the testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. And God said, yes, I want you to pursue. The second key is to ask for the secret. So ask God, what should I do? And the third key is to stand up and move into the realm. Move into the realm. Move into prayer. Pray. If you have not been praying before, if you have been praying before, pray more. If you have been fasting before, try fast more. If you have been committed doing something, do more. You have been sowing seed, sow seed more. Don't say, I have sowed seed yesterday. Many people will say, I have sowed seed yesterday. I have sowed seed today. Many people will be going up and down. It depends. I don't know where you are sowing your seed, because the Bible says some seed fell into the tongue and they were shook up. Some seed fell into the good soil and they brought up 30, they brought up 60, they brought up 100. When you sow your seed on a good soil, you will bring forth. I'm telling you, I can remember, and I'm saying it without apology. I say it because confidently I do it. There is no week I don't sow seed. I sow seed into the life of ministers. I sow this into the life of minister of God. I sow seed in soil that I know is going to produce. So I do that every week. I sow seed. If I don't even tell people to sow seed into my life, they will come and sow seed. Why? Because it is what I do. The Bible says you will always reap what you sow. So you must understand that principle. You must take action in prayer, take action in sowing seed, take action in fasting, take action like David did. David had that one that God said, you will pursue, you overtake. Now, you cannot overtake without pursuing. And pursuing means you have to stand up. You have to take action. The faith without action is useless. Pursue means you have to take action. Have you tried before? Try it again. Have you done something before? Do it again. Have you sowed seed before? Sow it again. Have you prayed before? Pray again. Have you taken some step before? Take it again. Have you written that exam before? Write it again. Stand up now under prophetic declaration. Stand up now under prophetic garment. Stand up now under prophetic mantle. Stand up now under prophetic power. Take action. It's going to be done. Take action. The devil wants to discourage you. That is the plan of the devil. The devil wants to frustrate you. That is the plan of the devil. The plan of God is to see that you rise up. You are the one that must connect to heaven. Heaven is there. Blessings are there. You must connect to it and bring it down to your life. I connect to heaven now and I bring down your blessing into your life. I connect to heaven now and I bring down blessing, multiple blessing into your life. I connect to heaven now, I bring down miracle into your life. I connect to heaven now, I bring out healing into your life. I connect to heaven now, I bring out financial surplus into your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will not lack. You will not borrow. You will not lack. You will not borrow. You will not die like this. Situation will change your life. Situation will change your life. Your life will prosper. Your marriage will prosper. Your destiny will prosper. Your work will prosper. Your academy will prosper. Your career will prosper. Your health will prosper. Your children will prosper. Your life will prosper. Your home will prosper. In the name of Jesus, your ministry will prosper. In the name of Jesus, it shall be so. It is done. secure, it is sealed, it is established in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to know that. Rise up, steer yourself. Shake up those things, shake up the doors, rise up, and God will back you up. Take another step now under the prophetic decree. You will see a change. I am telling you, I'm speaking with the voice of a prophet. Take another step, you will see a change. There shall be change in your life. Changes, miracle. Have you lost hope? Hope it will be revived in the name of Jesus Christ. Your document will be released, your testimony shall be released, your money shall be paid, the business shall be connected, the project shall be awarded, your green card shall be released. Your visa shall be released. Your marriage shall be settled. Your husband will come. Your wife will come. Your children will come. There shall be fruit of the womb. We will celebrate with you. We will rejoice with you. We will dance with you. We will dance with you. We will dance with you. We will celebrate. You will wear the garment of celebration. We will rejoice with you. In the name of Jesus, take another step of faith. Take another step of faith. Move into action. Pursue. You overtake, you will recover all. The Bible says that David pursued the enemy, and David overtook the enemy, and David recovered all. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says he recovered all. Look at verse 19. And nothing of theirs was lacking. I'm reading 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 19. And nothing of theirs was lacking, neither small or great, sons or daughter, spoil, or anything which they are taking from them. David recover or put your name. Emmanuel recover or put your name. Emmanuel recover or put your name. You will recover your business. You will recover your money. Somebody have stolen your money. Somebody has duped you. Listen to me very well. That person that duped you will not be settled. It will not be balanced. It will return your money within 7 days from today. Write it down in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you take a bottle of oil? I'm going to pray. Can you take a bottle of water if you don't have oil? If you don't have both of them, can you take one cloth or one handkerchief? I prayed on this item. They are just item of faith. They are not anything as we are holding them. It is after prayer has been offered upon them, they become strong, they become powerful, they become anointed, and they carry grace. I speak unto that oil. I speak unto that water. I speak unto that man to receive power, receive grace, receive favor, receive anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let the blood of Jesus flow into that man to flow into that oil, flow into that water. Let the resurrection power flow into these items in the name of Jesus Christ. They shall become instrument of God, instrument of power, instrument of healing, instrument of miracle. In the name of Jesus Christ. They are going to perform wonders as you begin to use them now. Take the oil and put it on your head and shout like this. Say, power of God, descend upon my destiny in the name of Jesus. Power of God, descend upon my destiny in the name of Jesus. Power of God, descend upon my destiny in the name of Jesus. Power of God, descend upon my destiny. Descend upon my destiny. Descend, 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 descend. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil again now and anoint your heart. Anoint your chest now. You speak very well. Say, Holy Ghost fire, enter into my body and heal me in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into my body and heal me now in the name of Jesus. Are you sick? Are you having some ailment? Pray that prayer, you'll be healed. Holy Ghost fire, enter into my body and heal me in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into my body and heal me, and heal me, heal me now in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into my body and heal me in Jesus' name. You take the oil and anoint your navel, anoint your navel. You pray this prayer again, fire will come upon you now. Say, fire of deliverance, go inside of me and deliver me from bondage in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, go inside of me and deliver me from bondage in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, go inside of me and deliver me from bondage in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, go inside of me and deliver me from bondage in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, go inside of me and deliver me from bondage in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, go inside of me and deliver me from bondage in Jesus' name. Pray. Take the oil and anoint your hand. Say, every evil bondage and cobwebs of darkness in my hand, die in the name of Jesus. Every bondage and cobweb of darkness in my hand, there in the name of Jesus. Every bondage and cobwebs of darkness in my hand, there, 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 there. there in Jesus' name. Take the oil now, and you are going to anoint your tongue. When you anoint your tongue, that tongue will get power. That tongue will get anointing. And when I finish this broadcast, like I told you yesterday, I will give you some few minutes. You go and begin to speak to yourself, and what you say will come to pass under the grace and the anointing of this prophetic rain and prophetic decree. You will receive it. Don't miss this grace. Don't miss this time. There's always a grace on anything that God has commanded. There's always a grace on anything that God has instructed. There's a grace on this prophetic release and prophetic decree. Get connected to it, and your life shall be transformed. Mighty God, I thank you. Mighty God, I worship you. Mighty God, I give you glory. I speak to all marriage that have suffered. Receive resurrection power in the name of Jesus. I speak to all women and men that are looking for the fruit of the womb. Receive your testimony now in the name of Jesus. I speak to those whose business has gone down. May your business rise up, and your business, may your business receive favor in the name of Jesus. I speak to all those who are looking for husband and wife to get settled, and you are growing in age. May you receive testimony now in the name first quarters of 2021. Your wedding will be done in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are qualified to receive promotion and they have been removing your name, this time around they will not remove your name will be listed there. It will be given unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who have been praying concerning one thing or the other and it has not come forth, today I decree a release of that thing into your hand in the name of Jesus Christ. Your documents shall be released, your green card shall be released, miracle will come upon you. Those who sat on your destiny shall be unseated. Anyone that is taking your name to Abali shall be disgraced. Abali shall fight those who are sending your name to them. God will fight all of them. They will scatter. The garden of the wicked shall scatter, and the grace of God shall come upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. That building that you have started, you will finish it. God will give you the money to finish it. God will raise you up. God will prosper you. God will minister to you. God will do greater work in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Under this prophetic decree, your life move forward in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Make sure, if you have not given your life to the Lord, give your life to the Lord. Surrender your life to Him. Confess your sin, and He will save you. May God deliver you from sin. May God help you, and may God move your destiny forward. God will continue to assist you. God will continue to uphold you. Don't forget the key to recover all. The first one is encourage yourself in the Lord. The second one is ask God, what should I do now? The third one is take action, pursue, and I will give you the remaining key as we continue. May God bless you in the name of Jesus. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. In case you want to contact me, just send text or send information to my WhatsApp number. I will call you back. I have a lot to do, but I will definitely call you back. If I don't call you on time, continue sending information. I will definitely call you. Send it to 0802-336-9298. God bless you and remain blessed.